So how many of you understand that God is a dream giver and we are the dream receiver? God is the dream giver and we are the dream receivers. It's not up to you and me to be the architect of our lives. It's up to God to be the architect. What does the architect do? He draws up all the plans and he maps it out and he says, this is what this is going to be. And God does that for us. He's the architect of our lives. So he draws out our life and he puts it on up. He says, this is who you're going to be. And so he's the dream giver and we're the dream receiver. He draws out the plans and we follow them. He knows what our lives should look like. He knows what our future should look like. He knows what our dreams should be. And he crafts them to fit who he created us to be. Ask yourself this question. What are the dreams of your heart? Say, self, what are the dreams of my heart? Dreams of the heart are placed in us as dreams of faith, okay? Things that we've hoped for and prayed for. What goal has God placed in our hearts? Think about that. That he would desire us to fulfill. What goal has he placed in your heart that he has desired for you to fulfill? Allow the Holy Spirit again this day to illuminate that part of your heart. There's a piece of you, a piece of your heart in there that God is going to illuminate and begin to breathe on again with a goal and a dream that he's placed there before the foundation of the world for you to fulfill. And so allow God to breathe on that for you in your life today. Allow the Holy Spirit to expand your thoughts for the future. If your thoughts about the future are little thoughts, then just say, all right, God, expand my mind and my heart for a moment and allow God to expand your dreams and vision to see a bigger future. Because God has incredible future things for us. Not every dream will be a dream of God. Some dreams may not happen as we think they will. God begins dreams with a seed thought. Did you know this? It's like a thought that God drops into our mind and it hits us right down in our heart. And there's a thought there and it's a seed thought that God throws in there and it's there. How many of you have a seed thought or a seed dream? The invisible becomes visible and then a tangible reality as this seed becomes known in us. If we feel as though we have no God dreams in our hearts, all we simply do is say, God, I surrender to you today, and I want you to fill my heart with your dreams. If you have no God dream whatsoever, you can't see past where you are or your current situation, or it seems bleak or you just really have no clue. When we surrender to God, what he does is he will come into our heart and he will breathe on us again. He will ignite us. He will cause us to come alive for the first time. And we have a God dream that begins to spring up. That was a good place to say amen if you're looking for him right there. Our God is a loving God who has only our best interests in mind. He desires only good for us. When we know this and we see God in this way, when we know, okay, my God is a God who only loves me. He only wants good things for me and he only wants a great future for me. When we see God like this, it becomes so much easier to live and trust him, doesn't it? When you know that this is the God that is your God. It becomes easier to trust him. And we can say, okay, Lord, I'm willing to trust you. We let go and allow God to take control of our lives and fill us with his dreams. God desires to encounter each one of us in a very real, life-changing way. How many of you have ever had an encounter with God that changed your life forever? It could have been when you first got saved. How many of you have had encounters after you got saved that changed your life forever? Right. An encounter with God. God wants to encounter us to begin to cause the dreams and visions he placed in us to come forth. If you think about it, I remember when I was first saved, brand new Christian, and I was not filled yet with the Holy Spirit, right? I had not been filled with the Holy Spirit. And you look in your Bible and you can see that there were guys who were saved and they heard about the Holy Spirit and they said, we don't know what that is. And so Paul prayed for them and boom, the Holy Spirit hit them and they were changed. I can remember when I was filled with the Holy Spirit at a youth conference when I was a brand new Christian called Destiny. It was a Destiny conference. I don't know if you've ever heard of these. They were in San Luis Obispo, California. And we would travel there. And we'd go to these conferences. And at this conference, I got filled with the Holy Spirit for the first time, speaking in tongues. And the people that prayed for me didn't have to try to guide me or anything, is what they said. They said, "Have you ever been filled with the Holy Spirit?" And I said, "I don't know." And they said, "Well, you probably haven't. But do you know anything about it?" I said, "Not really." They said, "Well, we're just going to pray for you, and a new language is going to come out of your mouth." And as soon as they touched me, I did not even touch any. I did not do anything. All I know is my face got hot, and my lips started going, burp, 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 like this. And I got some good-sized lips, you know what I mean? And so you can feel the wind off these puppies, you know what I mean? It's moving. And I wasn't doing anything. But I remember I was like stuck on this wall going, blah, 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 you know, and they were right. A new language came out of my mouth. And they recognized it as tongues. And I didn't know what it was, you know. And next thing you know, I'm speaking in tongues. And it was a life-changing encounter. So you have a God encounter. And after that, I began to really get connected again with dreams that God had placed inside of me that I didn't even know were there. But there was a seed planted there. And so when I got filled with the Holy Spirit and my lips began to move, it was like driving at night on a two-lane highway with just regular headlights on. But when I got filled with the Holy Spirit, it was though I clicked the high beams on, right? You got this vision that just opens up and you're like, oh, okay, God is awesome. So God wants to encounter you with a personal, intimate, real, incredible encounter to begin to ignite the dreams that he's placed in you. So think about Joseph in Genesis 37, 5 through 7. Here's what it says. One night, Joseph had a dream, and when he told his brothers about it, they hated him more than ever. Have you ever had a God dream and immediately you hit resistance? He tells his brothers, listen to this dream. We were out in the field tying up bundles of grain, and suddenly my bundle stood up and all of your bundles gathered around and they bowed down before me, low. So they were low. Really low. And then fast forward to Genesis 42, 6. It says, since Joseph was governor of all Egypt. Right? So here he is, just a young kid brother, and he has a dream. And God puts it there. But then that was last night, but then now he's in this new place. Now he's actually in the dream that he had before. He's now the governor. And what happens? All of his brothers come and bow right down at his feet. They don't even know. So God has a dream that he wants you to accomplish. And since Joseph was the governor of all Egypt in charge of selling grain to all the people, it was to him his brothers came. When they arrived, they bowed before him with their faces to the ground. You can't get any lower than that. Kissing the ground. Gideon in Judges 6:14. Then the Lord turned to him and said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. You know, Gideon, he had a dream, man, that he could go and conquer and just kick some butt. You know what I mean? And so he did. And God, he encountered God and God said, look, if you go, I will do it in you. And he went and it happened. David in 1 Samuel 16. So Jesse sent for him. He was a dark and handsome man with beautiful eyes. Wow. No wonder they shoved him out there just to be a shepherd. Get out of here. This guy's too good looking. His eyes are fantastic. Get out of here. You know, I experienced that myself here and there. That was almost like you were laughing at me for a moment there. And so the Lord said, this is the one, anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of oil that he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon him from that day. Then Samuel returned to Ramah. And so David now is anointed, but we know the story, right? He's anointed here to become king, but it's a while before he becomes king, and then he has to go through a whole heck of a lot, you know, almost being killed several times, and, you know, he has to really fight his way to it, but he has a dream there, but he realizes that dream, he goes there, but it was that God encounter that he knew the dream was there. Jeremiah 1:5 says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. He has a God encounter, and he's appointed as a prophet. Peter and Andrew in Matthew 18. Actually, it's Matthew 4, verse 18. One day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon also called Peter and Andrew, throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. And Jesus called out to them and said, come and follow me. I will show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. So in that moment, they encounter God. They now have a new desire. Instead of to fish for just fish, they're going to fish for people and become fishers of men. And this is exactly what happens in their life. But you notice in every one of those folks' lives, there was a God encounter. You think about Esther and her life. What happened? There was a God encounter. God is looking to encounter you to begin to cause the dream to become a reality. So the God encounter is a vital part of receiving the dream God has for us. In the God encounter, there is a seed word that is placed there by him. The dream is the future hope and desire that will remain in our hearts. It's the future picture that ignites a fire within us, a fire put there by God. So ask yourself, have you had a God encounter? If you have, what did God place there? You know, when you think about God encounters and amazing things that happens, when you get prayed for and you get smacked on the floor, or you get prayed for and something happens and you know something just happened, God doesn't encounter us for nothing. If you came through the renewal times and you saw the renewal junkies that were just going for the lay down on the ground, you know, I'm just coming here to get a spiritual high. And they were junkies. And they were getting thrown on the floor for nothing. And God does not do that. He does not want to throw you on the floor for no reason whatsoever. He wants to encounter you. He wants to encounter you. And even, and after a while, you know, we got wise to it, you know what I'm saying? And we knew what was happening. And we realized that, like, if you're going down on the floor, what did God just do? Right. Or was it just to go on the floor?
Right.
He wants to encounter you for a reason. It ignites a fire within us. It is the faith to see what will become reality with God as the dream giver. Think about Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Well, he has plans. And all we got to do is just find out what it is. And it is as we pursue God and seek him that we will have a God encounter, and you'll know what it is. I have plans for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Our Heavenly Father will help us discern his thoughts for us. He will speak to us directly. He will give us a picture, a seed thought. He's going to give us a seed word. He's going to put a seed in there for us to find out what it is. And he'll help us to discern it. His dream for us, his will for our lives, his dreams are far greater than our dreams. Did you know that?
Yeah.
When we just dream ourselves, we can dream some pretty good dreams. I don't know about you, but I can dream. I have the ability to lay down at night and think about something, and this will become my dream as I sleep. Anybody else have this really cool thing going on? You can do it too? Me too. And so sometimes I'll dream crazy things. You know, I'm just laying there and I'm thinking, man, I really want to go to sleep. All right, I'll focus on something. So I'll lay down and I'm like, you know, a secret agent. I'm serious. And then I'm dreaming, dude, and I'm in there, man. And I'm, you know, and I'm walking, doing all this. I begin to dream about it. How many of you have that again? How many of you can do that? There's a few of us. You can do it. And Christian can do it. A couple of us. How many of you just are like, I cannot do this? You guys can't do that? So all the rest of you just have no position on the thing. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Stay silent. It's cool. But I can just dream, you know, and so I do that. And then there's times, you know, and a lot of times I'll just be like, okay, Lord, I just want to encounter you tonight. So I just want to just listen to you. And I'll go to sleep and I'll dream God dreams, you know, and things that God will show me. And not all the time. And he's taught me to discern what is a dream from him and what is just a dream. And his plans for me are a future and a hope. and they're only good things. So if I have a disastrous dream, unless God is really telling me, look, I'm telling you this for this reason, if he's not, it's just a junk dream. So I just kick it out. It's a junk dream. And I don't really worry about that. But his dreams are far, the reason I'm saying this is his dreams are far greater. He has way better dreams for me than Secret Agent. At least, so you know. I could be anybody up here. Yeah, right. As he says in Isaiah 55, my ways are far beyond everything you could imagine. When we have a God encounter, we will know it. A God encounter may happen when we have dedicated our time to God in prayer. How many of you have noticed this? Prayer, you dedicate yourself to the Lord, boom, you have a God encounter. How about fasting? Anybody tried that? You fast, boom, you have a God encounter. But how about having a God encounter when you're like the worst mood of your life? You're all upset. You know, you just want to just tell everybody off. Boom, you have a God encounter. That's humbling, isn't it? It's humbling when you have a bad attitude and you're in a bad mood, and all of a sudden God shows up to encounter you with his love and grace. And you're thinking, God, why would you encounter me like that? I just love you. And so it happens. We could be going about our daily business. You know, you could be in Costco, you know, looking at a guy, you know, with a Vitamix, and he's making one thing after the next, and you're just taking all of those samples, and it's really good stuff. All of a sudden, God's encountering you. It may happen in a time of crisis. It may happen when you're in your deepest, darkest valley time of your life. You could have a God encounter. In that moment, we encounter God with a new, fresh dream for our lives. We could be going about doing anything. You could be having your first child or moving to a new city. That's a time to encounter God. You could be just have gotten married. And God's going to encounter you in this. It's the moment that something happens inside of us that we don't understand. There's a voice inside of us, a feeling, a desire, an idea. This encounter will begin to make itself known to us day after day. Do you have a nagging thing going on in you that is in your heart and the Holy Spirit is nagging you? It's because it's a God dream that all you got to do is surrender your heart to and give to it, and God's going to begin to do it in your life. This encounter will begin to make itself known day after day. It will grow stronger and louder every day until we turn and face it, until we embrace it and realize that God is revealing himself to us in a new way. We know we are experiencing a God encounter. Like what happened to Paul in Acts 9:18, then the scales will fall from your eyes and they will be open to see something you have not seen before. In the God encounter, often the scales will fall from our eyes and we see new things. Dreams develop in the God encounter. Now listen, it may be that the dream God has given you will not appear completely at first. Have you anybody in this position? You're right. Well, I'm like at point one of the dream. It will not appear completely as first. So think about it. Think about how Jesus ministered to the blind man in Mark 8. Right? Says when they, verse 22, when they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. And Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. And this is why he led him out of the village. Then spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, can you see anything now? The man looked around and said, yes, I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around. Then Jesus placed his hand on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. Jesus sent him away, saying, don't go back into the village, but make your way home. At first, if what you're seeing from God is only a dim picture, maybe it's another encounter that you need. Right? You see something dimly, and you have encountered God, but maybe it's a second encounter that you need to begin to see the rest. Maybe God is waiting for you to have another encounter so that you can now begin to see clearly. The dreams will develop. we will see more clearly. Could it be just one more touch from God is all you need for that heart spring to birth forth, and then God is waiting to become, cause the dream to become a reality in us. And so just as that man needed one more touch from God to see clearly, it could be that that's where you are. Don't give up on the dream if you see only a little bit. Destiny is unveiled in the God encounter. When you know you have a God encounter, when you know for sure he's done something new in you, when you know he has opened up something new for you, there is a new sense of destiny that fills your heart and your life. How many of you know this to be true? When God just opens a new door, or he just breathes on a new thing, and you just got to a new place in him, and all of a sudden you have a new sense of destiny for your life. Our lives now have a God appointment written on it. You have a God destiny and a God mandate written on your life. All excuses will fall from our lives like autumn leaves falling from a tree when we decide, I'm going to get one more thing from God, one more piece. They release the hold on our lives. They fall to the ground and die. We're no longer imprisoned by excuses. Have you ever just imprisoned yourself with excuses before? I've done that before. And I just made excuses for myself. And I have all of these excuses. Would you like to know some excuses? Would you like to know some things that I've said? And none of you will have ever said anything about what I'm going to read. But I've said these things. Things like, I don't have what it takes to do those kinds of things, right? This is just me. I don't have the motivation to rise to such dreams. I don't have the skills, talents, or training to make this happen. I don't know if I could make the sacrifices to do what I desire to do. I don't want the responsibility of success. I lack the strength and energy for this dream. I'm too old. I'm too young. I don't have enough money or resources. All of these excuses become meaningless to us when we catch the new destiny that God has for us in a dream encounter with God. When you have that new sense of destiny and that dream has just come to light in your life, all of those excuses, you won't even entertain them. You know why? Because that sense of destiny and the dream of God in your life outweighs all of that junk. Because when God fills you with a sense of destiny, with a new dream for your life, he is going to also fill you with the faith enough to reach for it, if we'll do it. He'll give us enough faith to reach for it. And all the excuses just fall away. They carry no weight in our lives any longer. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, what could stand in our way? He'll give us everything we need to achieve the dream he set before us. Consider Matthew 19, 26. Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. Right? But with God, all things are possible. Humanly speaking, what God has asked you to do or what God has put in your heart to do may seem impossible. But with God, all things are possible. There's a book called Every Excuse in the Book. 714 ways to say it's not my fault. I must have worked for a boss that had this book. Anybody ever worked for a guy that must have had this book? I know he had the book 714 Ways to Call Out Sick. I know he had that one. Because he had a different excuse all the time, and it was never the same. I'm like, who could be this brilliant unless they had some sort of a book? Maybe he wrote the book, right? He's independently wealthy. He wrote the book. In this book, there's a place called I Could Have Been Somebody. And the author lists common excuses, some of which are, I was a daycare baby. I have not used that one, and I couldn't use that one, but I have not. I was an underprivileged child. That could be. My mom used to walk me on a leash. I think the leash is our new thing. I didn't see any kids with leashes when I was a kid. I don't think the leashes existed yet. You were walked on a leash, Mike? Well, I stand corrected. The leashes existed. Can't use that one anymore, Michael. How about this one? It's a male-dominated world. I think that is changing rapidly. My parents always liked my brother best. It was predestination. I had no choice. I ate too much junk food. That's everybody. I mean, how do you? Dear Abby steered me wrong. I have a low self-esteem. Could be. I messed up from reading self-help books. This could be, that could very well be. But, you know, with God, all things are possible. I come from bad stock. I was caught up in forces I don't understand. I'm pretty sure I've used that one when I was a kid. But Dad, I was caught up in forces I do not understand. He's like, yeah, you're about to get caught up in a force you're gonna understand. And then my hide would be tanned. I was already pretty tanned as a kid anyways. I drank milk after the expiration date. Anybody got that one, that excuse? You ever drink milk after the expiration date? I do it all the time. It doesn't bother me. Man, as long as it's not moving around, all good. My wife is very expiration date conscious, very expiration date conscious. She will toss that jug of milk so fast. But, you know, I do the smell test. And then, you know, is anything shaking in there? No. All right. It's not cheese yet. I can just eat it. I'm just drinking. It's not Limburger yet. I'm good. So don't allow excuses to keep you from the dream God has placed in your heart. We can make them up all day, and we have legitimate excuses, right? But really, there's no excuse. There's no excuse. Encounter God in a new way in your life. At this time of your life, encounter God again. And you might be asking, well, how do you encounter God? That's really easy. Anybody ever told you that's really hard? Because they lied to you. It's really easy to encounter God. I mean, I do it all. Anybody here do it all the time? I do it all the time, man. And here's how you do it. You just go home. You get in a place where you're by yourself. You put on some music that's worship, uplifting music, and you lay there and you listen. It's that simple. You do it all the time, don't you? Come on. It's that simple. That is how easy. Do you think God, who loves you so much, can possibly resist you when you put music on and go to encounter him and you're saying, I'm dedicating this time, God, to you? You think he's going to be like, not today. Yeah. It's not how God is. What gets in the way is us and our excuses, isn't it? Well, I can't hear God. That's a number one excuse I hear when I pray for people. But I can't hear God. I said, yes, you can. Obviously, you haven't read Lenny's book, The 10 Ways God Speaks, or you will know you've been hearing God your whole life. And so, just yes, you can. And so don't use excuses anymore. You just go to God absolutely ready to hear and listen. And when you just spend time with God and you listen, the thoughts that you're getting, you have to have faith that those are the thoughts of God. He's placing them into your mind for a reason. And so when you encounter God, you are going to catch the dreams that God has for you. And he's going to ignite them in your heart, and it's going to give you a new sense of destiny. Isn't that a good place to say amen, if you needed it? You encounter God, he ignites the dream in your life, and he puts it there. See, there's a seed dream there. And then it's going to give you a new sense of destiny. And so just try it. And leave every excuse at the door. Now, what would you say? Maybe you say, well, yeah, but I go and I turn on the music and then my mind won't shut off. Well, stay there longer. That's all you do. Stay there longer. There you go. And just sit there and listen. And you're going to catch what God has for you. Now, you may be in the car and you begin to hear God. Because they're good thoughts and good things that are coming to you. And you're in the car driving and you hear it. You know it's God. And you could be anywhere and you're hearing the voice of God. And the Holy Spirit is telling you things over and over and over and over and over. And over and over, and that you just got to give into it. So let's not allow excuses to keep our dreams lying dormant on the floor. Encounter God in a personal way to bring the dream seed in you alive. Every dream seed needs to be watered in order to grow. And the Holy Spirit is the one who waters. He waters our dreams and causes them to grow and causes them to become a reality. Faith acts as though we already have what we need. Faith steps into the God encounter expecting God to move. Have faith. Have an expectation. God wants to encounter you this week. This day. Tomorrow. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He wants to encounter you every single day. And there will be different encounters that will happen in your life. Some will be incredibly holy cow encounters. Some of them will be just encouraging encounters. You know what? I do love you. I'm right here. I'm watching over you. I see what you're going through. I see your heart. Some of them will be amazing blast-off encounters. But God wants to encounter you. And that's how you're going to see and feel and connect with the dreams he's placed in your heart. And next week is the commitments of a dream finisher. So you get a dream. You've got a destiny. But how do you finish it? How do you get to completion? That's what we're going to talk about. So how many of you understand encountering God? And you think you can do it? This is your homework, to go and encounter God. Now look, I can just have a time right here where we just turn the lights down, and we get the music going, I bring you all up here and encounter God. I don't want to do that. You and I must encounter God for ourselves. Where you can encounter God no matter what the situation looks like. And there are times, and I don't know about you, but I encountered God this morning. And I hope you did too. And we all must learn to encounter God for ourselves on a regular, intimate basis. Every decision that you need to make in your life that is difficult and hard and big, you need to encounter God for the answer for that decision. And every one of us can do it. And here's the thing. I have had God not tell me things. And so then I'm fine with that. All right, good. That means I don't do anything until I hear. It's that simple. And I don't get anxious. I've seen God tell me things from the weirdest sources and the craziest places. Prophetic words from here and there. Prophetic things. I have seen the television set speak to me before. Come on, right? Because God knows exactly what you need. And he likes sometimes to encounter us in quirky ways so that we can't say, well, I have it all figured out. Or we can't say, well, I know the formula now. Because God will just turn you on your ear and he'll do it from somewhere else. But he wants us to have faith and believe. So what I'm saying to you is encounter God this week. Encounter God this week and catch the dream vision for your life. If you don't know what it is, encounter God this week and catch it. If you know what it is, encounter God this week and get another piece. Get the next level. Get the next thing. And then next week, I want to tell you how to become the person that finishes what God has placed in your heart to do. So this week, catch it. It does not take longer than a week to catch the dream for God for you. It does not take an hour, and it may take an hour, maybe not. I'm just telling you, if you believe God, he is going to tell you this week and display in you this week what it is he's called you to do, every piece of it. New destiny is going to spark in your heart and in your life. Okay, let's stand up together. If you're part of the prayer team this morning, just come on up. We want to always give you the opportunity to receive prayer. If you need prayer for anything, maybe it's healing or a prophetic word, or you just need prayer for encouragement, you have prayer requests, whatever it is, want to encourage you to come up and just receive from these teams of folks that are up here. They are able to minister over you and pray over you. So this week, encounter God and catch the dream, catch the vision, catch that sense of destiny. And next week, we'll move even further, okay? How many of you believe that this morning, that God has something new for you? He does. I know he does for me. So I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it, man. I'm going to go and get it. How many of you right now know exactly what it is that you're looking for from God? I can raise my hand to that. How many of you think, you know what? I got to get with God to find out what it is. Yeah. Okay, get with God this week. Because this week, he's going to talk to you and give you the new vision and destiny for your life. Ready to pray? Let's do it. Thank you, Lord. Lord, you're awesome. We love you. You're a good God. I pray that you would just encounter us this week, Lord, in incredible ways. That as we decide in our hearts to surrender our lives to you this week, God, and just say, all right, Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to talk to you. I want to know what you're doing. Then you will place it in our hearts this week, God. That dream seed is going to be displayed and known right now, this week, in Jesus' name. I pray you bless every heart, every mind, and every life. Lord, we are saying to you this week, Lord, is your week. It's your time. And then from next week, it'll be next week. And then the week after and the week after, God, we just want to give you our time so that you can talk to us and speak to us and breathe on us brand new. And so, Lord, our declaration to you is we will do it. We've heard the message and we say yes and amen, and we will do it. I thank you for that, Lord. Pray you bless every person in this room incredibly in every way possible. More than we could ask or think. In Jesus' name, amen.